First of all, I want to remind you that we have our communal penance service today at 3 p.m. We'll have the priest from Our Lady of Mount Carmel as well to help out. And so that's 3 o'clock today. We invite as many as you possible to come and celebrate the sacrament. Also, on Christmas Eve, which is come this week, Christmas Eve, we have Mass at 5 p.m. and 10 p.m., not 12. Midnight Mass is at 10 p.m. And then on Christmas Day, Masses will be at 8:30 and 11. There was a kid who came home from catechism class one day, and his mom asked, "What'd you learn?" And he said, "Well, the teacher was telling us about Moses and the crossing of the Red Sea." "Well, how'd that happen?" Mom said. "Well, see, Moses was being followed by the Egyptian army, and they were coming closer, so he called the Air Force, and they came and bombed behind them so that they couldn't get any closer. And then Moses called the Corps of Engineers, and they built a pontoon bridge across the Red Sea. And while the people were crossing, he also had the demolition squad come in and get the bridge ready to blow up, so that when the people crossed and the Egyptians came, they blew up the bridge and all the Egyptians died." And Mom says, "Is that what the teacher told you?" "Well, no, but if I told you the way she said, you'd never believe it." The point is, we are called to believe some things that are unbelievable, but nonetheless are still true. In the first reading, King Ahaz is in trouble, but the prophet tells him not to panic, that God is still in charge. And so the prophet says, "Ask for a sign." But Ahaz won't. He makes a big show of humility. "No, I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." And Isaiah explodes. Ahaz doesn't want to ask, because Ahaz already has his own ideas. And he's afraid that if he asks for a sign, that might make him do something else. So that's why he says, "I will not ask." And Isaiah, as I say, explodes and says, "You're really getting on my nerves. You're getting on God's nerves too. But I'm going to give you a sign from the Lord. A virgin will bear a child, and you'll name him Emmanuel." And what Isaiah means here is that Ahaz's new wife will conceive a child in the ordinary way, but this child will be a sign that God has not left his people, and that will be fulfilled in a better way later on. And Paul echoes that. He said, "A descendant of David, a descendant of Ahaz, has come in flesh, Jesus. He is the Son of God and Son of Man. And Jesus has called people as apostles to lead others to come to believe and to become part of the family of God." And finally, we hear the gospel we've heard many, many times before. And it's about Joseph's believing something unbelievable. Jesus knows Mary, and he knows she is a good woman, that she has not done anything wrong, but she is still with child. He doesn't understand. And if he were to say, "This is not my child," she could have been stoned to death, because that would be considered adultery, which is a sin that requires stoning. But instead of that, he decided to divorce her quietly so there would not be any shame. But then the angel comes and says, "Don't be afraid. This child has been betrothed, has been conceived by the Holy Spirit. And so he says yes. And he will be the father that Jesus needs in this world as a human being. Jesus needs a father. And Joseph will be that father who says yes wholeheartedly without ever saying a word we see in Scripture. He is important to help Jesus become the person who he is and would be. And so we honor Joseph for his yes. And we are called to remember that we are called also to say yes. We are to believe in things that are unbelievable. How can a virgin bear a child? By God's power. How can bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ? How can washing with water give somebody eternal life? These are things we believe because God loves us. And these are testimonies to the profound love that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have for all of creation and for every person individually and passionately. And we are called to live in that relationship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to live in this world filled with eternal life that comes from baptism, and live that eternal life that when the Lord calls us from this world, we may have the fullness of eternal life in the world that will never end.